Okay, Simon, you'd gimel sif beis. Continuing the halachas of Kedushas beis haknesses and the bismedrash. So, before we get into the bismedrash, you cannot es hatit me'al raglav. We have to wipe the mud off of. He has to wipe the mud off of his feet. You have to make sure that not on you or your body is no dirt. Because it's not proper to go into daven in front of the Rabbanu Shalom with dirty clothing. It's mutter to spit in the bismillah nowadays. Yishavshiv take a baragla, but when you spit on the floor, you should be meshavshiv with your feet, which doesn't really work nowadays because nowadays we don't have dirt floors. Since we don't have dirt floors, it's not gonna, the shif shif with your feet is not gonna do anything anyways. Right? So, and anyways, nowadays it's not proper to spit in a shul. Although I was in a shul in Yerushalayim once, and the guy next to me just gave a big spit, spit on the floor, and just put his foot on it and moved on. Okay, so I get, halachically, that's what it says. You can't go into the shul, not in the sun because of the sun and not in the rain to protect yourself in the rain. Meaning a shul is not meant to be a protection for you. Right? Now this is talking about the actual shul. The hallways are fine. Right? And if you have to go into shul to call out your friend, you can't sham go in there and read some psukim, a Mishnah. Or a Mishnah, a Yomer, a Tefillah, or say a Tefillah, or you should listen to somebody else learning, or sit a little bit. Because to sit in a shul is also a mitzvah, and then go call your friend. So it seems like a lot of people sit down and say a pasuk. From the Kitzur's Mashu, you don't have to do that. Kitzur's Mashu, you do one or the other. And the yeshiva should be first, not last. Okay, Dalit. You're not allowed to eat or drink or sleep in a shul, even a temporary. But on Leil Yom Kippur, it's mutter. But you should stay a little further away from the Aron Kodesh because the meaning was a lot of people slept in the shul on Yom Kippur. To eat in a shul, it doesn't have drunkenness, and no lightheadedness, it's mutter. And the men that learn their bikvias, they're allowed to sleep there. Meaning, if a person's learning there all day and he has to go walk home to take a nap, there's going to be a lot of Bittul Torah involved, so therefore he should just make sure that he, if not make sure, he just can sleep there. Now the question is, why do our shuls, what's the story with our shuls? So, we said already yesterday, because they're all built on a Tanai. They're all built on Tanai that they're basically multi-purpose rooms, and therefore, all these things are mutter. Hey, when you have to go to a Talmud Chacham in order to figure out how to build the shul properly. It doesn't say to go to an architect. It says to go to a Talmud Chacham. So here in the Piskei Tshuvas, in the bottom of mine, it brings 12 different requirements, right? You want the bima to be in the middle. It should be nice. It should be square. There should be a hallway in front. A lot of technical points. Okay, Simen Yudalet Tinei Psuga DeZimra Upay. So now we get into davening. Min Hoidu Ad LaAchar Hashira Heim Psuga DeZimra. From Hoidu until after Shira, which is after Oz Yashir, Psuka Dezimra, Baruch Sheomar, he bracha shelofneim, that's the bracha before. Yishtabach, he bracha shelachareim. Really, just like every other mitzvah, there's a bracha. Well, at least most mitzvahs have a bracha before, but here we have a bracha before and a bracha after. Yishtabach, Baruch Sheomar, when you stop Baruch Sheomar, Ad la'achar gemar ha'tfila, until after you're done Shemoneh Esrei, also la'afsik b'divur, it's also to talk, afila b'lashon kodesh, even lashon kodesh. Chem ha'kol mokon she'asa la'afsik, also afila b'lashon kodesh. Anytime we say it's also to be masik, it's even in lashon kodesh. Ach, l'inyan hafzik l'dvar mitzvah, yesh chiluk b'im psuk d'zimur b'chasa. But there's a difference if you're being mafzik for a dvar mitzvah, talking during psuk d'zimur or during the brachas of psuk d'zimur. And the kriya shema u'b'chasa, and there's a difference between kriya shema and its brachas. Why? Psuk d'zimur, afilu b'emtza baruch she'amar, b'emtza yishtaba, in psuk d'zimur, even in middle, if you hear somebody making a bracha, it's mutter to answer amen. And if you hear the tzibur saying kriya shema, I'm reminded pasuk shema yisrael, we say with them the pasuk of shema yisrael, right? When we call makon. I'm sorry. The you can answer what they're called. But if you can catch yourself to a spot that it's a hefsik, you ain't paying mizmar le mizmar between one paragraph and another, one chapter, another chapter, or at least between a pasuk to another pasuk, yasik, you should do that. Meaning, try to get to a stoppage when you know you're gonna have to answer. Ubaruchu baruch shemoi lo yomer atoch psuk dezimra, and baruchu baruch shemoi don't answer during psuk dezimra. Why? Afilu makom hefsek, even if it's a place that you could stop. Kimin she'ein niska b'gemara. Baruchu baruch shemoi is not mentioned in the Gemara. So since it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not strong enough to be mafsek during psuk dezimra. V'chein anusuch yisparach yishtabach sha'ayim kishachaz managin baruchu. Some people that I'm thinking most don't have that meaning, but some chassidim they do. Lo yomar, don't say it. Kimon chayna ella minig. It's only a minig. Peinam asa trachov, v'roichitz yadov. Same thing if he does his trachim and he washes his hands, meaning he goes to the bathroom. Nearly the lo yomar b'chas hashayotzar. Do not say hashayotzar there. Kedeshiyoch alamra achakach, so that you could say it. Kivan, I'm sorry. Shiyoch alamra achakach, since you could say it later. Meaning, why should you be mafsik if you have a long time that you have to say Asher Yotzah? Only thing is, if you think you're gonna have to go again, then you might lose out on Asher Yotzah, because once you have to go again, then you're no longer allowed to make Asher Yotzah, so therefore you should say Asher Yotzah. Yeah, and so right now he just explained the brachas of the hefsek of the brachas by Psuka de Zimra. Later on, in another 10 simonim, he's going to 12 simonim by Tez Zayin, he's going to explain about how the hefsek during Birchas Kriya Shema. Fine. Beis Yochas Shtei Atzitzia Shelofanav V'yamer Baruch Shamar Bamida. So it's to stand up a Baruch Shamar and hold the tzitzis in front of you. U'betasha Mehula Batishpachos. And when you finish Mehula Batishpachos, Yinashkim V'yanichim, kiss them and put them down. As far as I know, many people, if not most, don't do this. A lot of things in Sif Beis here, yeshivas don't do at all. I personally sit for Baruch Shama. You should say all the Psukkah de Zimra slow, sweet, and merutzah. You should be medactic in the words as if you're counting money. And have kavana. That pasuk is very important. With great kavana, you have to know what it's saying. And he should daven in his machshavas on his mezainis and the mezainis of klal. And let's say he wasn't a chavan at all. Afilu b'di'evet, even b'di'evet, tzarech l'achzor l'amr b'kavona. He needs to go back and say b'kavona. That's why you have people constantly going back to paseach hazidecha. Bein alilim bein Hashem, v'Hashem v'shamayim asa. Right? That's in the middle of Hoidu. Ki kol, how does it go? Ki kol elikei alilim. Stop. V'Hashem v'shamayim asa. Because otherwise, it sounds like the goyim and Hashem made the Shemayim, right? So Torah lavs the katzashle near kachoyz alamala. So the words don't look like they're going back to the psukim before. Gimel yizar shalei liga b'shas psukim de zimra. You have to be careful not to touch during Pesukah de Zimra, because she can achakach ad gemara tefila, and for sure after that until tefila is over. Makamis hamachusim begufay, in the places that are hidden by the body, or on his head, meaning under yarmulke where it's normally covered. And same thing with mucus from the nose, or betzayas ha'ozen, and from the ears. Also liga kima yidei mitzvachas. You can't touch it unless you're using a handkerchief or a tissue. There are those that are chaylik though, that on this and hold it. You don't have to wash your hands if you touch mucus. And if you did touch it, yesh lirchutz yadav b'mayim. You should wash your hands in water. V'imu b'shas tefila. And if it's during davening, yesh lozes l'vakash mayim. And you can't get up and look for water. Dailo b'nikoy and tzrar. You can use a pebble, a chaychik yada b'kaisel, or rub your hand on a kaisel, the chadayma, and anything similar to that. Meaning, so if it happens that you scratch yourself or you touch something, you don't have to jump up and run and disturb your whole davening. You can just rub your hands on something that's going to clean you, that's clean, and then you're okay. That's it. That's it for tonight, right?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, well, it's pretty
now,
short.
Is he going with Nuzli Svar?
Not that I know of.
Because
Why?
Because of the first one, Haidu.
He says Haidu, no. Then he says in Baruch Shamar Zabracha before and after.
Right, but Nuzli Svar, Haidu is before.
Right. He says in Baruch Shamar, he Bracha Shel Lifnehem.
So he's going to Shadashim.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.